The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7, I am your host, Alex Parnuk. Regardless of how you're listening, we're glad to have you join us. When you have a few minutes, take time to browse around our media website. We have a nationwide network of show hosts, and we podcast a wide variety of programs daily to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. When it comes to media, we are what's next. This America Speaks Out segment, entitled Post-Election Views, relates to the presidential election of 2016 and what's happening after the election, namely protests and polls. The election is over. Turn your TV set on. Protests have started over the Donald Trump election, and the polls were wrong when it came to who would be the president-elect. Protests and polls, these are what we will be addressing in this America Speaks Out segment. Now, the historians, writers, commentators of our times will surely not be able to say that this was a normal or usual election. No, this was a raucous, vibrant, contentious, and most unusual election of our times, which resulted in one of the most unexpected conclusions in our most recent electoral history. First, protests? Yes, on the streets of America. There they are. I am referring to the protests and, yes, some riotous activity that have occurred protesting the election of Donald Trump. But who is this protester? Is it a single focus group or a combination of groups? According to various media sources, it is a combination of groups. If you look at the signs, you see that they are an amalgam of groups. You see signs for impeach Trump, signs questioning the vote, signs about Amnesty Now, Black Lives Matter, climate change signs, and of late, we see students, high school students, leaving the classroom and protesting the election of Donald Trump. Should not these students be in class getting good grades so that they can join our economy and go out and vote as eligible citizens during elections? Before we continue, though, I believe it is important to place into a narrative the actual results of the election, as of this rendition of America Speaks Out. To put into perspective as to what and possibly why these protest activities have occurred, I postulate two reasons. One, the numbers, and two, the motives. The final results are in. No, not quite. Depending on where you go for your information, you will find somewhat different results as provided by the media. By this I mean, have the numbers been finalized as to the actual voters or the final number of electoral votes received? No siree. According to CNN, Trump received 60,371,193 votes, or 47.3% of the votes. For Clinton, she received 61,039,676, or 47.8%, a difference. However, as to the Electoral College, we find that CNN has Trump with 290 electors, while Clinton only got 232. Now, if we go to Politico, we find that Trump received 60,072,551 votes and Clinton received 60,467,601 votes. But in the Electoral College, Trump received 290 while Clinton only got 228. Now, that same number as to the votes cast and also not the same number as to the electoral votes for Clinton. So you wonder why. Days after the election, we have these variances. Answer lies in that Politico's numbers still reflect an unverified or solidified vote in both the states of Michigan and New Hampshire. So what does that mean? Will we have to wait for the academics to give us the final numbers as to the votes cast, a breakdown as to who voted for whom relating to gender, age, race, and geographical area? Nope. We can rely on the Electoral College because that will be the final word by the electors in each respective state as prescribed in Article 2 of the Constitution. This will occur by December the 19th when the electors sign, seal, and certify six sets of electoral votes which are then sent, One, a package to the President of the Senate for an official count of electoral votes in January. Two packages to the Secretary of State in the state where the electors met, one for the public record and one a reserve set in case something is missing or lost. Also, two packages to the archivist of the United States government, one a permanent record and one a reserve set. And finally, one set is sent to the presiding judge in the district where the electors met. This also is a reserve set that is subject to call by the President of the Senate to replace missing or incomplete electoral votes. And finally, on January the 6th, the Congress meets in joint session to count the electoral votes, and the President of the Senate then declares which person has been elected President of the United States. Talk about overkill. But remember this, listeners, we are talking about the final and official results of the election of the President of these United States. So, if we wonder why these persons are protesting the election and stating that Trump is not their president, it is easy to see, since the media told us that Hillary would win. The discrepancies provided by the media as to numbers of votes cast and electors won could cause this feeling of disenfranchisement. I also believe, more specifically, these groups are either not understanding the process of voting in America as to the Electoral College, or just believing that the system is wrong. But they, the protesters, forget the way to change things in this country is through the vote and not protest in the streets, be it peaceful or violent. Lastly, motive. The left has always been wanting to cause turmoil and discontent, and especially when it relates to our voting system, in order to disqualify not only the voting method, but the system itself. Recall information revealed in both WikiLeaks and the media as to the bias of the Democratic Party when it came to the Bernie Sanders campaign. The left, if one defines it as either liberal, socialist, or communist, then the last two elements of which would have the United States change our system away from a representative republic to some form of controlling body more closely representing autocratic regimes, which history has proven and shown to be failures. Need I say the Soviet Union, Nicaragua, Cuba, or North Korea, where the plight of the populace is mainly hunger and a lack of freedom? Let me also provide two examples of persons decrying the election and in their own way fomenting the protesters, whether through their notoriety or status within the ranks of the liberal media. CNN commentator Van Jones, a former Obama administration employee, decried the election of Republican Donald Trump as a white lash against a black president, and wondered how some Americans, specifically minorities, Muslims, and immigrants, will explain to their children what happened at the polls Tuesday. Secondly, Eric Holder, former United States Attorney General under Barack Hussein Obama, in an interview with Bill Maher, went one step further and stated that the solution was, and I quote, to abolish the Electoral College. These types of comments by the left continue to motivate and foment the protesters of the recent election. Additionally, it should be noted that when elections were won by liberals, i.e. Democrats, in both 2008 and 2012, there were no protests of the election by the right or those that did not vote for the Democratic candidate. The protests did not start till President Obama took office and then started implementing his plans, especially the Affordable Care Act. And lastly, the polls. You would have to be living in a closet to not know prior to the actual vote count that Hillary Clinton was the shoo-in candidate. She had the money, she had the status, she had the background, she had the experience, she had the ability, she had the team. She even had a husband that was a president. And lastly, she had the support of the President of the United States. She had everything. But what she didn't have was the right combination of states in order to win the electoral vote, which is how we do it in these United States. What the poll showed was that from the very beginning, she was ahead of the Republican candidate. Whether you go to CNN, ABC, the New York Times, or any other media site, you find that from the beginning to the last date, a majority of the polls showed Hillary Clinton winning. Granted, Bernie Sanders gave her a bit of a run for the money, but the end result was that she was the candidate, the select of the Democratic Party, and way ahead in the polls. So how would this affect the protesters? Well, think of it this way. If during the whole course of the race for the presidency, your candidate was ahead, But lo and behold, that candidate loses the election to a candidate that has never held public office and to some was as unlikely a candidate as would have been put forward. I do think you, as a protester, would believe that the system was rigged, just as the winning candidate stated, asserting that the media and establishment was rigged against him. Now, before ending, I'd like to point out that any American citizen is welcome to come on a future episode of America Speaks Out and express their own opinions and ideas about today's topics. The FlyPod Network is a neutral forum, so regardless of your point of view or political affiliation, it makes no difference to us. So if you'd like to come on the show, contact us by email right here in the studio, shout@theflypod.com. Well, that's my show for today. From Studio 7, I'm your host, Alex Parnuk, coming to you free and clear through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. Until next time, thanks for listening, and so long.